The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Ben, I got a person who likes what we do on our show with our little Ben and Eric Patreon podcast here. I got a person who signed up on Patreon.
Okay.
Who, I was like, oh, thank you. I appreciate that. And yeah. And she said, I'm really liking the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast. And I go, well
that's
I'm
great.
I can't. And this person has been kind of in our little universe of news.
Okay.
And her name is Rachel.
Oh, shit. Get out of here.
Yes, I'm not kidding you.
And wow.
She signed up for Patreon. I was like, you know, you didn't have to do that. Come on. She goes, no, I like this show. I go, oh, well, that's fucking great.
That's amazing.
So, last time we met, you and I, we were discussing, this was the night 2 weeks. Well, it was a little bit more than 1 week ago because we recorded at the end of that week. And then we're recording early on this week that Joe posted his, hey, everybody, you know, thanks for all the thoughts. There's been a lot of falsehoods being thrown out there about me.
Right.
And then Kelly Cheese, she posted that post. Could have been about anybody. We have no idea who she was posting about. But she laid
Kick
that
someone right in the nuts.
Oh, what a fucking one-sided affair that was. That was brutal. I don't know, you know, if you're someone who that was aimed at, could be anybody. Yeah. You never know who that was aimed at, how that special person who had that aimed at them would be able to fucking recover from that.
Right. I would have crawled right back into the hole I was in before I posted that. Well,
whoever that was aimed at, yes, I would,
exactly.
I would consider cutting off my dick, becoming a woman and going to like a faraway land and starting over. It was such a brutal, bit of destruction.
It was.
I would also like to say that there is no way in hell in an appropriate setting that I should ever be able to go up and buy Kelly Cheese a drink because the universes cannot mix in the current setup the way it is, if you know what I mean.
Okay. Yeah, I get you.
But I am so I'm just blown away at that she needs like a couple of drinks for that.
Right.
Just out of respect. Out of fucking respect. You know, like one of those mob moments where you just like,
right.
Salome.
Yeah,
you
seriously.
Walk and then you just leave. You don't say anything. You just buy a drink and just tip your head. Hey, one of those deals.
That's perfect.
Holy shit. That was great.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes. So doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
I see our buddy Dan there is driving down the road, earning a living somewhere in America. I see him. He's a nice lane change there in his big rig as he makes his way across the country, delivering goods to from point A to point B. Drive like hell. Take some ejaculoid, and you're good to go. I have a story I want to share.
Okay.
This some kid, I guess, I think this might have been in Los Angeles. And the 12-year-old got picked up by dad.
All right.
And I don't think he was supposed to. I think you got mom and dad are split. And the kid,
all right,
and dad picks the kid up from, like, I don't know, school or some shit like that. And then his job is supposed to take him home and whatever, make him dinner. But I guess the dad was shit-faced. And the kid was in the car, and he didn't know where dad was taking him. And then the kid figured it out. So the kid gets on a fucking phone and talks to 911. I have a lot of questions about this. I mean, you'd have thought that if the dad was in there hearing this phone call, he would have snatched the phone out of the kid's hand and, like, beat the hell out of him.
Right.
But I guess that didn't happen. Here you go.
Boy, with the assistance of local dispatchers, was able.
Can you hear it?
Yeah, I can.
Okay. And you can see it.
Yep.
Okay, good.
To save himself from a possibly dangerous situation. The boy's father picked him up from a birthday party without contacting anyone in the family. And the boy alleges that his dad was drunk and was hoping to take him to Las Vegas.
Yeah, the 12-year-old contacted the CHP and was eventually rescued. Rachel Menatoff is live for us in Glendale with more on this. Rachel?
Rick and Kareem, dispatchers say this 12-year-old boy remained calm and was very responsive as he called 911 from the car with his dad, who he said was driving erratically on the freeway. We have a copy of that 911 phone call. It lasts.
Certainly.
About an hour. Take a listen.
It lasts an hour.
What?
It lasted an hour. So this drunk fuck is driving. And the kid's on the phone with 911 for an hour. And
how the fuck?
Do it.
911, what are you reporting?
Oh, I need help. Oh, my dad.
Did you hear that horn?
I did, yeah.
He's probably trying to take me to Vegas. He's acting weird. Oh, my dad is trying to take me to Vegas. He's acting weird.
His penis is out. I just want to let you know that I'm driving 80 miles per hour in a 70 mile per hour zone.
Sir, you got to slow down. Certainly.
I'm 12. How old are you?
Old enough to suck his dick.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, fuck.
I'm 12.
Are you guys at a house or in front of a business?
What a stupid question. My dad's driving me to Vegas. Are you at a house or in front of a business? No, you dumb bitch. I just told you I'm driving to goddamn Vegas.
We're in the freeway.
Are you on the freeway?
Yeah, you know what I mean, bitch.
Fucking idiot.
Yeah.
I've often said that 911 dispatchers, their job is to ask questions. But it almost seems like they're on a radio show buying time or some shit.
Right.
Some of the questions they ask are the fucking worst.
Dumbest.
And we spent the afternoon inside the CHP call center, which responded to 12-year-old Aiden's calls for help. The 911 dispatchers were talking to him for over an hour as his dad drives recklessly on the freeway. They tell us Aiden was very calm, responsive, and descriptive about his location and the
dad just barfed on the front seat.
Car his dad was driving. Police were having a hard time finding them. There was heavy traffic at the time. So at one point, the dispatcher suggests Aiden wave his hand out of the car window.
What?
Which worked. Police were finally able to
see the kid's hands. That word, the hand coming out of the window is what did it. Oh my God.
To track him and his dad down on the 15 freeway near Baseline. And there were three influential dispatchers who all worked together to bring this situation to a safe conclusion.
Yeah, we just followed the trail of empty beer cans on the side of the freeway.
Here's the dispatcher who appears to be asleep for the interview.
What was going through your mind when you were handling that phone call?
That I wore too much makeup today.
Not to let him get to Las Vegas, because who knows?
Because that, why? Well, that's great fun.
Yeah.
Who knows where the poor child would have been by now.
This. Why is she laughing?
This is a 12-year-old boy.
And why is Vegas?
Sad story.
If you're the Vegas tourism board, you're like, Vegas is perfect for kids. Come on.
Yeah.
And he's calling on his own father saying, you know, hey, my dad, something's wrong. Something's happening. Something was out of the ordinary to where he felt
he was in
danger. So that's really out of the ordinary.
Aiden's father was arrested and charged with DUI and child endangerment. We're happy to report, though, that Aiden is safe and returned home with family. That's the very latest from CHP. I'm Rachel Menatoff.
That kid. It's.
I'll send it back to both of you.
It's going to end.
Studio.
It's going to end terribly, Rachel, for him. That's awful.